This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister also flagged off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The campaign to accelerate West Bengal's progress has gained fresh momentum from Malda, with projects aimed at improving travel, trade and employment opportunities for the youth."
Bengal ki is pavan bhumi se aaj bharatiya rail ke aadhunikaran ki taraf ek aur bada kadam uthaya gaya hai. Aaj se Bharat mein Vande Bharat sleeper trainon ki shuruaat ho rahi hai. Ye nayi Vande Bharat sleeper train deshvasiyon ke lambe safar ko aur aaramdayak banayegi, shandar banayegi, yaadgar banayegi. Viksit Bharat ki trainon ye kaisi honi chahiye, is Vande Bharat sleeper train mein aap saaf saaf nazar aata hai.
Mr. Modi said, "The train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative." Prime Minister Modi also launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress government at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
Bengal ke samne ek bahut badi chunauti ghuspet ki hai. PMC ke neta, PMC ka syndicate, saalon se yahan ghuspetiyon ko basane, unhein voter banane ka khel khel raha hai. Paschim Bengal ke anek kshetron mein abadi ka santulan bhi bigad raha hai. Kai jagah bhasha aur boli mein fark aa raha hai.
The Prime Minister also accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of obstructing central welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission. Prime Minister Modi also attended the Bagurumba Doho 2026 Traditional Bodo Cultural Program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati today. On the occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland Territorial Region, that is BTR, since the peace accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupees package from the central government.
Aaj yahan jis raftaar se vikas ho raha hai, wo aapke samne hai. Humne Bodo Kachari Welfare Autonomous Council ka gathan kiya. Bodoland kshetra mein behtar vikas ke liye 1500 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष विकास पैकेज दिया गया. बोडोलैंड के लिए अलग वेलफेयर डिपार्टमेंट और बोडोलैंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव स्टाफ कॉलेज की स्थापना भी की गई. इससे बोडो समुदाय के कल्याण के लिए और बेहतर नीतियां बनाने में मदद मिल रही.
साउथ एशिया रिमेन्स द ब्राइटेस्ट स्पॉट अमंग इमर्जिंग रीजन्स विद इंडिया एंकरिंग द आउटलुक डिस्पाइट माउंटिंग ट्रेड हेडविंड्स. This is a key finding of the World Economic Forum's latest survey released ahead of the Davos annual meeting next week. The chief economist's outlook notes that India is continuing on its reform pathway by reducing restrictions on employment. It adds that AI adoption is surging alongside investments from US technology firms. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has imposed a fine of 22.2 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. During the period of 3rd to 5th of December, cancellation of 2,507 flights and delays of 1,852 flights caused inconvenience to over 3 lakh passengers stranded at various airports. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs using DLS method in a rain-hit Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe tonight. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 238 runs in 48.4 overs in a match initially reduced to 49 overs due to rain. Bangladesh were later given a revised target of 165 runs in 29 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.